This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Mike Kimber of the Mount Edgecombe High School Braves wrestling program, along with three wrestlers, Moses Jackson, Daniel Alexi, and Trevor Creed. Coach Kimber and his wrestlers are coming off a fabulous weekend over at the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium on Japonski Island, where they won the Region 5 Championship, Wrestling Championships. And, Mike, this is your third year in a row winning this championship, right?
Yes, it's our first three-peat in school history.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. Why don't you give us a little rundown before we talk to the three championship wrestlers that we brought along with you today?
Well, it was a pretty good tournament. We actually opened up pretty poorly. The first day we didn't wrestle very well. We had a pretty miserable semifinals, and it was actually very close, just a few matches apart in the lead until the consolation semis, and then in the consolation finals, and then we just kind of ran away with it in the finals.
All right, fantastic. Why don't you give us a little rundown of, I know in the region championships, you can take so many kids to state if they get in a certain placing range. And tell me about how many state placers and how many champions you got out of this group.
Well, we tied the school. The first four, top four placers get to go to the state tournament. And we had 16 qualify this year. That ties the school record that we made last year. We had five in the finals, and we had four champions. It was a slight surprise. We expected two and came out with four, so it was a spectacular finals for us.
Fantastic. And let's turn to the spectacular wrestlers. We have three of them here today. We have Moses Jackson, Daniel Alexi, and Trevor Creed. And let's first turn to Moses. Moses, championship this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations. What year in school are you, Moses?
Third year junior.
Third year junior, and what weight class did you wrestle?
113.
And how many years have you been wrestling with the program here in Mount Edgecombe?
Third year.
Third year. So what keeps you coming up out for wrestling each year? Why do you like to wrestle? Can you give us a little insight into that?
No, I just like winning. I just want to win.
Fantastic. Well, you did it again. Have you won a region championship before last year?
No.
All right. Did you come close the previous years?
Or? Yeah, I got second last year.
All right. So you got to the top of the hill this year. Good job. Tell me about your matches. Who did you wrestle in the championship round?
I wrestled Sterling Moore from Cake.
Right. Had you wrestled him before?
Yeah, I wrestled him last year.
Oh, and how did you fare against him last year?
I won him both times I wrestled.
All right. So what was your record this year, Moses?
7-0. Moses spent most of the season injured, so he didn't get to wrestle till the last couple weeks.
Wow. And you must feel pretty good now. You ready for state?
Yeah.
Right. By the way, did you go up and wrestle the ACS tournament at all?
No.
Oh, so they don't know about you.
No.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Moses. By the way, where are you from? Say hello to the people.
I'm from Queeflook.
Queeflook. All right. All right. Let's turn over to Daniel Alexi. Daniel, what year in school are you?
I'm a four-year senior.
Okay, and Daniel, what weight class did you wrestle this year?
220.
And how many years have you been wrestling?
This is my first year.
Your first year?
Yes.
So you didn't even know about how painful this sport could be, did you?
No.
Tell me how you handled all the pain this year, because I just know wrestling is a hard sport.
I just kept going along with it.
Long practices and every school day.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so you won the 220. That's there's one class above you, correct? There's
yes.
The super heavyweight or whatever you call it, and you won the heavyweight division. Who did you wrestle in the finals?
Robert King from Heidelberg.
And had you wrestled him before?
Yeah, I wrestled him twice before.
Okay, and how had you fared against Mr. King earlier?
He beat me in Petersburg, and I beat him in Wrangell.
Okay, and who else did you have to beat to get to the championship?
David Johnson from Metlakatla.
And had you beaten him before?
No, that was my first time wrestling.
Well, so you weren't even rated above those guys in your class, were you?
No.
Wow, so you're kind of the upset winner of the one of the upset winners of the tournament then.
Yeah.
How does that feel to go in when you're not the chosen one, and all of a sudden you turn out to be the champion? Must feel good.
When it happened, it was just an unbelievable feeling. Couldn't describe it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Do you remember the score of the match and how the match went? That you.
He was ahead by a few points when he pinned him in the third.
Oh, you pinned. Cool. Well, congratulations, and first year, life isn't that easy, though, all the time, Daniel. Things don't happen the first time around, always, but congratulations for all the hard work.
Thanks.
Hey, let's turn over to Trevor Creed. Thanks, Trevor. Hey, what year in school are you, Trevor?
I'm a senior.
And what weight class do you wrestle?
120.
And so you got to wrestle right after Moses did, then, in the championship, or did they mix them up a little bit?
Yeah, I was right after him.
Really? And... tell me about how your championship match went.
Well, at first I was wrestling. He got a shot and I stood up. And he almost got another shot. We went out of bounds and I went and then we went to the middle, and I tried to shoot and I lost it. Then I think it went into the second period, and I got pushed out of bounds. I was looking pretty tired. Then we started the whistle and we both shot at the same time. I got two underhooks and I threw him to his back, and then I pinned him.
Oh, you pinned him. Well, it was looking pretty tight up until the time you pinned him.
Yeah,
then.
He's a pretty good wrestler.
Who is the wrestler?
Caleb Suarez from Sitka.
Oh, Caleb. All right. Had you wrestled him before?
Yeah, and he'd beaten me three times before.
Right.
They're some pretty close matches. But
all right. Well, what were you seeded in the tournament?
Second.
Behind Caleb?
Yeah.
So you achieved above your seeding. That's great. Yeah.
It feels good to be the underdog and go out there and win it.
I bet, yeah. So, Coach, it's thanks a lot, Caleb and Trevor, and you are from where?
Kotzebue.
Daniel, where are you from?
Mountain Village.
All right. Just want to make sure if anyone can hear that we say hi to your communities out there. Well, Coach, you're off to the state tournament. When does that happen?
The coaches' meeting is Thursday night, and the wrestling starts early Friday morning.
Okay, and the state tournaments are always in Anchorage, correct?
Not always. The last couple of years, it's been in Nikiski, and before that, it was at Bartlett High School in Anchorage, and then before the Bartlett tournament, we hosted it here in Sitka in 2007.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks for showing up here with the boys, and congratulations, and very good luck. And maybe we can have you down here back after the state tournament. What expectations do you have for the state tournament, Coach?
Well, we'd like to see we've had a little bit of a run in the state finals 10 years. We'd like to stretch that out to 11 years of having a Mount Edgecombe wrestler in the finals. And our goal is always a top 10, with our ultimate goal of being a top 5 team.
All right, well, good luck to you all, and thanks for coming in. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities in Sitka. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.